Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my damn Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutre, Chief Economist for the NAM, National Association of Manufacturers. That shouldn't be too hard, right? I ought to be able to get that.
You think you're talking to Dunkelberg?
I've been doing this a couple of times. Yeah. NAM, National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org is their website, and you guys represent manufacturers all across America, little ones and big ones.
That's right. We're 120 years old this year.
It's a great organization, and they work closely with other organizations. And, folks, everybody they work with creates a job, makes a payroll, pays taxes, and makes stuff. And yet we have an administration that looks at them like the enemy. And they use their organizations like OSHA and EPA, and the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, National Union Promoter Board, we should call them. They use those kinds of entities to go after their members, and the result of it is a chilling effect, Chad, in terms of the rhetoric, and it's a literal harming effect in terms of the policies that are coming out. And this thing about connecting down market, I'm talking way down market, employees to the mothership corporation those employees might have to go through 35 contracts to finally get to the mothership, right? I mean, that's far away some of those employees are. There's dozens of contracts between them, and NLRB has said, no, those people are employees, and therefore you have all these employees now that you didn't say you had, and therefore you're big enough to allow those little guys down there, whether are your employees, to become unionized. They can act like they're part of a multi-thousand employee company.
Well, there's that rule. There's also the ambush election rule where they can call an election, a speedy election, and hopefully that they're more. You know, the goal there is for them to be more successful.
But we can't. But an owner can't call an ambush unelection rule.
That's right. That's right. And you know, they also have on the federal procurement level, if you have even the slightest infraction on the labor side, whether it's true or not or whatever, you know, you essentially are barred from competing at the federal level.
Yeah.
So there are all these rules that certainly we're trying to push back pretty aggressively
Obama administration folks. When you hear me talk about anti-business rhetoric and anti-business policies, the things that Chad's talking about, the things that you've heard me report, these are real things. These are real job-costing things, aren't they, Chad?
That's right. That's right. I mean, the cost of the ozone rule that we talked about in the second segment, that was the most expensive regulation ever. And even at 70 parts per billion, it's still the most expensive regulation ever.
Yeah.
And it would have had a chilling effect on economic development around this country.
And so don't wonder, if you wonder why the economy is barely going to break 2% this year yet again. And I'm going to tell you something, Chad. My prediction for next year is it's not going to be better because if you think Obama's created mayhem this year, wait till next year when he's leaving office. It's going to be horrible, and it's going to be continue to chill the economy. And I don't think we're going to see any improvement until after the election. Now, Chad, you have some thoughts on the Fed behavior this year and recently.
So yeah, you know, I think you know the Fed. You know, speaking of 2016, I don't think that the Fed wants to wait till 2016 to start the process of raising rates. I think that they don't want to do that in an election year. Janet Yellen has all but telegraphed that she wants to raise rates this year to start the process. And I think that even in yesterday's non-decision, they really have set the table for the December rate increase. So I've been saying all along that they're going to do it this year. I think they still are going to still have a pretty good chance of raising rates in December by 25 basis points. And you know, I think you know when you step back, you know, manufacturers are torn between this because obviously higher rates means a strong dollar, and that certainly, as we talked about in the first segment, is something that's not helpful. But there's another part that I think that warrants attention, and that is that when the Fed acts or doesn't act, it's sending signals about confidence in the economy. Mm-hmm. And I think by not raising rates in September, by not raising rates in October, they sent a signal. The economy is still weak enough that we yep. can't justify raising rates.
Even in the, and they must have really felt that way, because they did it in the face of a lot of pressure to raise rates. Yep. Now, Chad, when I predicted that the Fed would not raise rates in 2015, many economists laughed at me and poo-pooed my prediction, said I was wrong. Were you one of those economists? I'm trying to remember.
I would never poo-poo anything.
Oh, you wouldn't do that, would you? But you know what? You know we have the archives, right? Chad, I can go back and check that out. You know that, right? Chad Moutray, ladies and gentlemen, always great to have you here, Chad. Come back soon.
Thanks.
Keep
Chad.
Up the good work over there at NAMM.
I will.
Chad Moutray, ladies and gentlemen, National Associated Manufacturers, NAMM.org. Check it out. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.